First of all, how I joined the Jesuits was I was always very anti-clerical. But I got involved. I was involved in trade unionism and that sort of thing. And I ended up in the Workers' College run by the Jesuits, basically training people in trade unionism and trade union law and all that kind of thing. And I found there that they could marry the gospel with everyday life. And it wasn't just something that was out there, that the gospel was about every minute of your life, every day, every decision you made was influenced by the gospel. And they could marry that in. And so I was very impressed with that. And it took me a few years before I joined them. And I actually, one of the last things I'd done was, when I was accepted, I went down to a birthday party of an ex-girlfriend of mine, ran out of money, came back and sold me bike, and then borrowed the bike off your man I sold it, and went down back down the country to finish out the last few weeks of my freedom. And then I joined the Jesuits. And I have to say, like, I went in for 3 months. It'll be out in 3 months. I knew, you know, I thought it'd be a short stint. And the Lord, I suppose, works in his own ways, but there was no one more surprised that I was staying than me. And initially when I joined, like, I had to give up everything. So I arrived in the novitiate with a short haircut, no beard, everything. You know, here I am, I'm going to give everything to the Lord and giving up everything. And that was good for a while. But then I stopped playing music. I was involved in pipe bands, and that, and I just stopped playing. And then when I ended up based in Tullamore, and there was a band there, and I rambled in one night and I just started playing, and they asked me what I teach them, and that brought me back into the music. And I'd actually got a bike at that stage, so I had slipped it back. I was back on the bike. But what I did this for myself was I discovered that it wasn't so much about giving up everything. It was about bringing who you are to the Lord and in some way letting him take charge of that and transform that. And that here I was teaching a band, that the music, I was teaching music, I was reaching out to others. In that area. And I wouldn't be a brilliant musician. I love my music. And so I taught them for a few years. And then as I was getting a bit older, I said, you know, blowing these pipes and that sort of thing. So I pulled out banjo and started playing the banjo, a bit on mandolin and a bit on loud whistles and that kind of thing. And I always had a great love of music. Tommy Moore, who taught me the pipes, and the Furies lived around the corner. So there was a great Irish traditional influence in our area, the Keenans, all that kind of thing, because I grew up in Ballyfermot. So it's about finding who you are and letting the Lord transform that. You know, that might sound a bit pious, but that's what happens.
Now, you mentioned about having a girlfriend, and maybe that's one thing people do think about. As a brother or a priest, you take a vow of celibacy, and you won't have children and you don't have a wife. Do you miss that aspect?
Well, I also have a vow of poverty. So I miss the money. But when it comes to... yes, of course you do. But I think as you develop through life, like when I was young, we say, I might be walking up and down Graven Street and you get a creak in your neck swinging it around. Say, God, she's beautiful, you know. But then as you move through life, and I think this is the same for all people, whether you're married or single or whatever, you start to say, well, it's not just about beauty. You start to miss companionship. You miss intimacy. You'll miss children, not having your own children. Now, in other ways... I have lots of things in my life that I wouldn't have got had I had that, because I would have had to devote myself to one woman and a family. But I mean, I've been very privileged to work in Africa, with lots of young people, lots of young children in youth projects, in Ballymun, in St. Papin's Youth Centre. My nieces and nephews, I've been able to spoil them a little bit, you know, that kind of thing. When it's different, it's still very enriching. I still have some women who I would call good friends, and that's important.
So all in all, you have a full life, plenty to do, time to write the odd song as well. So no regrets?
No, I don't think I have any real regrets at all, you know. Of course, you can always look back and say, yeah, you know, maybe I should have married or this, that and the other, or maybe I should have. And then if I had married, I probably would have been in trouble. I probably wouldn't have the freedom I have now, you know. Like some of my friends now, when we go to the... I'm very lucky that we play a session on a Wednesday night, and a lot of the musicians are bikers as well. So when we go away, we tie the instruments on our back and off we go and we play a bit of music. But someone say, anybody for a bike run on Sunday? And I say, yeah, I'm all right. And I see the other fellas around who don't have a vow of obedience going, I'd have to check. So I sometimes wonder who really has the vow of obedience, whether it's the married guys or the religious.